than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning. Text line, you want to be in touch with the show, you know what to do. Hit me up there, 251-343-0106. That's the text line. That's how you get in touch with the program. Joining us now on the line, he's candidate for the United States Senate. He's also our Attorney General. Steve Marshall is with us. General, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Hey, we'll always ask you the obligatory question here. How's the campaign going?
Hey, we are excited that we're in that home stretch and had a chance to hold a big rally up in my old neck of the woods in Marshall County, and had a lot of folks there, really that sort of spark in the engine as we continue to go around the state and share the message of why we need to be the next United States Senator. But excited for what we're going to be able to do between now and May 19th, but looking forward to the primary.
Well, I guess you're out and about. What are you hearing? Kind of give us a rundown from your perspective.
You know, continue to hear from folks about the need to help drive issues that matter to the pocketbooks of hardworking Alabamians. And look, D.C. is not supposed to be the place of solutions, right? And that we know that government that works best is what works local, and we keep federal government out of much of that work. But there are drivers that we can see with fiscal policy at the federal level that can matter. We see that on deregulation so that we can reduce the cost of housing. We see it as it relates to energy policy that ensures that we have the ability to take advantage of those natural resources we have in our country to make energy affordable and one that can drive good jobs and make sense for our economy. And we want to make sure that we're working on issues that affect Alabama families directly, including those who work in agriculture.
Well, a question I have here, and I guess it's probably more pertains to your attorney general than the candidate. This Will Barfoot bill that requires a certain level of policing in the city of Montgomery, and I guess by extension it would include Huntsville as well, but I think it's primarily targeted at Montgomery. What are your thoughts on it? I don't think we've talked about it, but it, today's the day, I guess, if it's going to happen. But what do you make of that?
Yeah, I support it fully. And Jeff, I think you've seen the results of what Senator Barfoot's trying to do is that when you have sufficient number of law enforcement able to do their job, good things happen. We saw us, Aaliyah, and local sheriff stand up the MAX task force last year. I think we've now had 1,000 outstanding warrants that have been served in that time. We've seen over 1,000 new arrests, multiple cases solved, and it's because we've been able to add additional bodies and resources to what is an understaffed Montgomery Police Department. And what Senator Barfoot's trying to do is to say there's got to be minimum threshold levels for public safety. And when that's not happening, particularly in our state's capital, that we need to be able to step in and do something about that. And, you know, we even saw most recently the additional efforts of our federal partners from both FBI, DEA, and ATF, with an additional 60-plus arrests that we announced last week. And, you know, we've seen good things happen in Birmingham. Numbers go down. Well, one of the reasons for that is Birmingham has worked very hard and been very successful in getting their numbers back up to where they need to be. Montgomery's not at that space. Senator Barfoot's trying to be able to make that happen.
Well, you know, what occurs to me is, and, you know, I know your office and, you know, there's a lot of state resources here that have had to be deployed to get Montgomery under control the last couple of years, but it's coming at the expense of the entire state and not just, you know, the city of Montgomery, which, you know, I guess we're glad to help as citizens of the state. You got to have a functioning state capital, but there's something to be said about, you know, having to bear that burden when they're not able to do it themselves.
Yeah, but I do think the bill itself speaks to being able to recoup monies from the localities that it's taken to be able to supplement those resources. And, you know, look, we've seen in, within the budget for the city of Montgomery that they have budgeted for sufficient numbers of law enforcement officers. They simply haven't been able to fill that. So there's money there to be able to make sure that taxpayers across the state are not bearing the burden of singular cities and their criminal justice issues. I think Senator Blofoot is acutely familiar with that and aware of that potential concern and is working to try to be able to solve it through the language of the bill.
What do they need to do then? If they have the budget and they have at least shown some kind of willingness to at least try, I mean, what is the trick? Do they need to up the ante? This is, I guess, the question then in resolving this, that are they just not putting forth enough effort to bring in more boots on the ground?
I think we've seen a renewed effort and encouraged at least that City of Montgomery has made this a priority. But, Jeff, law enforcement needs to know that local officials have their back, that they're willing to stand behind them and support them and being able to fulfill the mission that they're required to do. Because law enforcement is not easy work. And when you have men and women who have agreed to protect and serve and see that as a calling, who are risking their lives to ensure the communities are safe, they need to know that local elected officials support them with everything that they're doing. I think there's been concern in Montgomery that hasn't been going on, and that's affecting those that decide, if I'm going to be in law enforcement, where I don't want to work. And we need to be able to convince folks that Montgomery is a place that they can have a successful career, one that they're supported by local officials.
Joined by Steve Marshall here on the program. He's a candidate for United States Senate here in Alabama. Kind of turning our attention here to some national stuff, if you're running for Senate, I guess you're keeping up with it. Iran and sort of the approach the Trump administration's taking. What's sort of your analysis of that?
Yeah, fully support the efforts of the administration so far. Look, we need to take a moment and acknowledge the remarkable work of our military. I mean, we have proven again we have the greatest military in the world with soldiers who are supported, and they've demonstrated that through the work that they've done. We also know that there was significant reasons for this administration taking the action they have against Iran, and it had remarkable success, but we got to finish the job. And I think this two-week ceasefire opportunity gives the administration an opportunity to be able to negotiate around issues that can bring this conflict to a conclusion. But we also have to understand that Iran is not a nation that can be trusted to the extent that we are trying to finalize a deal that will ensure that they cannot develop nuclear weapons. We have to make sure that our intelligence is abundantly clear on what they have, the capability they have, and us to be able to minimize and stop it. And we can't allow Iran to be able to extort some financial cost in being able to transport energy through the strait. And so trust the administration to be able to take action in the right way. And look, I think we also have a lot to trust in Secretary Rubio, who has demonstrated remarkable skill in his current role, and glad to see him, along with Vice President Vance, being able to lead the efforts to draw this conflict to a conclusion. But I think, you know, still wait to see whether or not we can get there, but pleased at what the administration has done thus far, and I think we've had tremendous success.
Well, and success, and you know, what does that mean to you? What is for us to feel good about this at the end of the day, or whatever it's all said and done, and they, you know, both parties walk away? What is success?
I think success is that we have basically decapitated their ability to be leading this global war on terror. That we have eliminated their ability to resource Hezbollah, Hamas, other terrorist groups that have been taking American lives and soldiers, not only in that area, but also around the world. And that we have the ability to ensure that this is not capability that they can stand up and bring back and become problematic, not just in the Middle East, but again, driving the issue of terror across the country.
Let's talk about something else that's, I think, really, really kind of important to Alabamians. And you're a sports connoisseur at the collegiate level. But, you know, Trump's got an executive order with the NCAA, NIL. Just some of the things that are going on in college athletics. And, you see it like really this arms race, I guess, and Alabama's going to, you know, it's important to our culture. It's important to these universities here. What role should the federal government play? Should the states kind of, I mean, we've always been kind of a state by state sort of movement conservatives have, but where do you see that going? What needs to be done to rectify these problems in college athletics right now?
Yeah, President Trump's be commended for, I think, setting with that executive order an outline of where we need to go in college athletics. And I think it's been universally well received, particularly with those who are ingrained in what is definitely a broken system in college athletics and one that the Do-Nothing Congress hasn't been able to fully address. When we see that much of the driver that has caused the current insanity is as a result of the litigation that the NCAA so improperly handled, where you have a judge in California that really has been driving much of what's going on, Congress is going to have to act because there are antitrust implications, there are other legal issues that impact what's going on, that we need an appropriate statutory structure that governs what's going on with college athletics so that it's not, you know, the wild, wild west that's going on right now, whether it be, you know, the ability of money to come in to NIL. And we're not even talking about college athletes that are being taken advantage of by rogue agents as well, that there's been no structure and absolutely no regulation what's going on with athletics and how college athletes are being represented by these individuals. And so I think the president has attempted to act with an EO. I fully expect, Jeff, that it'll be challenged in courts. And ultimately, still looking for what is the real solution. And that's Congress to weigh in, perform their duties, and do something that impacts college athletics in a positive way. And making sure that we not only get to give young people that opportunity, but that we're not minimizing access to Olympic sports, which right now are underwater with regard to the cost of implementing them, and that we bring back I think some level of sanity in what's going on with college sports across the spectrum.
Is it, I mean, can you maintain some, is it amateur or should payers be played? I mean, should they be paid? And, there's so much of this and there's so many of these athletes and all these different sports, and the sports have different revenue models and you know, some raise more than others, but that's where it becomes like really, I don't know, the putting in any kind of framework together seems like that would be the challenge.
I think it is the challenge. And look, in some ways the genie's out of the bottle with regard to compensation of athletes. Maybe what, you know, I remember about the traditional side of amateur athletics versus professional athletics. But look, I've seen Jeff Poore tweet about professional athletes coming back and now becoming collegiate athletes. I mean, that is obviously something that doesn't need to take place. But yet, right now, the apparatus exists in college sports for that truly to be part of something that's part of the equation. And so there's no doubt that the framework that Congress is going to have to come up with, it looks very different than what traditionally we've seen with college athletics. But also, I think we have the way to be able to do it. I think, obviously, Coach Tuberville has put forth some plans. We see Senator Cruz doing something very similar. I think there is a way to draw the line that gets us back to where college athletics is sustainable, but is also working within somewhat of the opportunities that have been given right now for student athletes to take advantage in whatever way is consistent with the statutory framework of their name, image, and likeness, and be able to do it in a way that's consistent with market value.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the NIL is just a foot in the door, and that's the way, and these NIL deals are done, you know, kind of with a wink and a nod, right? And it's not really the value of the NIL. It's now just the way you are able to bring these college athletes onto campus and get them to play for you. So that seems to be, it's just now a semi-professional sports league.
No, I think that's absolutely it. I mean, in fact, I would say it's almost more than semi-professional in the sense of where it is. And look, I mean, we're hurting colleges like South Alabama, Troy, Jacksonville State, that, you know, are working hard to develop athletes, and they become the feeder system for larger schools. I mean, there's so much going on. And look, we haven't even talked about you know, my colleague in Tennessee led the charge to eliminate, you know, transfer restrictions, you know, which has also become kind of the idea that, and I hear so many people when I'm out talking to people in our state, I don't even know who's on our athletic teams now because nobody stays there very long. And again, I don't think that's healthy. I don't think it's sustainable. And I don't think it's good for the college athletes either.
Last question we'll get you out of here on this. Last week, the FBI with a major operation in Montgomery. And, you know, I know that they worked with a lot of the local law enforcement, but just sort of talk a little bit about what we saw there and what y'all were able to do with regards to cleaning up some of the criminal element.
Yeah, kind of similar to what we talked about before, is bringing additional resources to Montgomery and allowing law enforcement to be able to do really good work. And you know, when law enforcement works collaboratively across jurisdictions, when everybody is unified in a singular mission, that's when good things happen. It's one of the reasons why Max has been so successful, and it's why the announcement that we had last week was really good. I mean, they targeted individuals that were significant drivers of criminal activity in Montgomery. They were able to bring together the resources of both federal, state, and local officers to be able to execute search warrants and otherwise engage in really good investigative techniques. And I think it was a great success story. Appreciate and the leadership of Kash Patel and making these sort of targeted task force efforts across the country something that's a priority for FBI. And look, Jeff, when we work together, we have an opportunity to do really good things. And this was an example. And I think Montgomery should feel good about it. I think other folks within this region should feel good about what took place. But it's got to be able to continue. And that's one of the things that we talked about internally, making sure that we're continuing to drive resources to problematic areas and then try to do good stuff.
General, folks want to find out more about your Senate bid. Where can they look?
Yeah, SteveMarshForSenate.com, and we're out there on X, Instagram. And look, we're going to be all throughout our state, headed to Shelby County here in just a minute, and be back down your way on Monday. And we'll be throughout Alabama until May 19th.
All right. Attorney General Steve Marshall there. General, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.